The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. This is Joshua Sasso, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. So a couple quick announcements. We are less than a week away from our annual Passover feast at Freedom Fellowship Church. It's really exciting this year. As always, we celebrate the Passover every year as commanded of the Lord, but with the knowledge and understanding that Jesus is our Passover lamb. So we're going to be holding it this upcoming Friday, starting at 6 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn at the Rim. If you want to attend with us this year, you need to register online immediately because registration will be closing up soon and we have to get all the numbers together as soon as possible. So registration is $50 per person, which will pay for your meal and help us pay for the venue. You can register online at www.sogmi.org. Again, that's www.sogmi.org. You'll find it in the events tab. So this week, we're going to be talking about operating in the new covenant versus in the old Levitical priesthood. We know, as we've discussed many times on this channel, that we are kings and priests according to the order of Melchizedek. Christ, his salvation, the calling and the anointing of God doesn't discriminate against us based on our gender, our race, our age, so long as we're willing to listen to God and obey what he calls us to do. He's willing to use us and use us mightily. So this week we're going to be talking about, and this is a sermon from Pastor Chris. She just asked a question, you know, why is there no power in the church? Or why hasn't there been power in the church for so long? For many years. And as she explores, she's going to talk with us about the old Levitical priesthood, which is the law, the old laws and precepts, the traditions of man that, and many in the church for years have implemented and tried to intermingle that with the work of the Spirit. And that's why God cannot move freely, because he's being restricted by man-made doctrines. So we're going to listen in now to Pastor Chris and hear what she has to say on this topic.
I don't know about you, but ever since I got born again and I start reading the Bible and I got filled with the Holy Spirit, I have gazillions of questions on what I read here, that Jesus expects us to do greater things than he did. And it's not materializing, right? And in Mark chapter 16, it says, these are the signs. This is from Jesus. He is the truth, right? These are the signs that follow them that believe, right? In Jesus' name, they will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover, right? They will cast out demons. They're not afraid of demons, right? And they will speak in other tongues. That we can see it in the body of Christ and nothing else, right? They will even drink poison and it will not harm them. Right? And Jesus did not give an exemption of all of these things. And then I always remind him, every time I go on a mission trip, I don't go just because I want to go. And I don't look at it as, oh, I'm going to see other places. And it's just like, on the other places that the Lord's sending me, you don't want to see it. And this I'm saying. But it says in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, then the disciples preached or went out everywhere, right? Preaching the gospel, and Jesus confirmed his words with signs following. I'm always wondering, where are the signs? Wonder? Yeah, we're wondering, where are the signs? Right? The signs and wonders ought to follow each and every born-again believer baptized by the Holy Spirit. It's in the scripture, and yet it's not manifesting in our lifetime, right? It's because we contaminated the law and contaminated with the new covenant. I say 99%, 98 to 99% of the ministries around the world are still operating under Levitical priesthood instead of our priesthood to the order of Melchizedek. And we're going to discuss this today, right? And because of that, we have a lot of rules and regulations, and we made a doctrine out of them instead of who we are in Christ Jesus and what Jesus expects each and every one of us. Levitical priesthood is very, very restrictive. But according to the book of Hebrews, perfection will not come from the law or even following the law. Perfection will not come from that. So God found fault in that law, and he cut a new covenant with Jesus and through Jesus and in Jesus, right? Okay. But we are, because in the ministries in our times, that's why signs and wonders are not following us. The body of Christ don't recognize, and we are not discipled enough until today, right? We are not discipled enough to operate and take our post as a priest to the order of Melchizedek. We're still under Levitical priesthood. Am I correct? Women cannot preach, but they can give millions of dollars. The wives are supposed to submit to their husbands. Am I correct? But not when it comes to giving. When it comes to giving, we are taught, obey the Lord. Give generously. Right? And there's a lot of lists of do's and don'ts, and yet we stand and believe with this confession because it is the truth. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can give millions of dollars, you can pray, you can sing, you can dance, but you cannot minister, you cannot take the post of a pastor or evangelist or apostle or prophet. It doesn't make any sense. Because those offices were created to prepare God's people for the works of service. It has nothing to do with your gender, with your age, what you have or don't have. Because we are now a born-again spirit. I know this is radical, but tell me, where are the signs and wonders following us? Are we unbelievers? Because it says, these are the signs of them that believe. Because you know why? Because under Levitical priesthood, only the anointing falls on a few people based on genealogy and based on your gender. Hello? But not when we're born again. That's why God said, that is not good enough. I don't play favorites. I cast out demons. The demons will not come to me and said, I'm not coming out. You're wearing a miniskirt. You're wearing makeup. Am I correct? You're wearing a sleeveless dress. I said, I'm not coming out. You're a girl. No, because once we are in the position to the priest of Melchizedek, it doesn't have any gender. Because we're born again spirit. We don't assign it on a specific person. It is your position forever. Hello? So all of these do's and don'ts in the church, order in the church, order in the church. And we're ordering the Holy Spirit. Move now, move, but only through me. Nobody can get me anointed as me. And we're being taught, and we believe it, that you cannot get blessed beyond your authority, beyond your pastor. I believe that for a season until I start. And it's just like, wait a minute. Are you not the head, Jesus? What is this doing in our doctrines today? Hello? And people will recognize you. It doesn't matter who you are when signs and wonders follow you. When demons cannot question me, it's just like, Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you again? Let me beat the daylights out of you. Those are seven sons of Shiva, the high priest. Hello? Because the Holy Spirit is teaching us something. The marriage is patterned with the body of Christ, right? That's the reason why our identity is in Christ Jesus. When I got married, I asked Mike, can you take on my last name? He looked at me and said, no. Right? So I took his name. I took his identity. So when they're saying the Sassos, I don't correct them and said, not me. I am Christina Ginto. Right? We're all Sassos. We're one. We're one unit. We're all one in Christ Jesus. Right? So we take on the identity of our husbands, right? Instead of them taking ours. So our identity is in Christ Jesus. We cannot do anything outside of Jesus. That's what the scripture is saying. Outside of me, you can do nothing. Right? So because we took on his identity, we took upon his name, we lost our identity. Right? Okay. So I lost my last name when I got married. I took upon Sassos, and that is a pattern of the church, and our Lord Jesus Christ is the family. Now, in the family, the husband is the head of the household, and Jesus expects the husband to love more, to protect more, to provide more for his family. And all we need to do is to submit to that love, to that protection, right? To that caring. So our job is finished. In the world's way, you do what I say. And we brought it into the church. Love is never been present. It was taken out, and it's just like, well, I'm the head now. And it brought it to the gutter when it comes to Christianity. Because husbands, love your what? Us, Jesus, loves the church, right? And then wives, submit to your husband, right? And then if you're going to read farther, I am talking about the church and Jesus, right? But of course, we pick one scripture as if Jesus was talking the Holy Spirit. Verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. No, there were no verses in that time, right? The scribes were wanting to confirm it with the Old Testament and with the other teachings, because God always confirm his word, right? Okay, from the mouth of two or more witnesses. But we gouged that, and we made rules, and we gave interpretation without the Holy Spirit of these rules for our own benefit, not for others. Hello? That's why if you read the history of the church, if God used a certain ministry or minister, and then they had a doctrine out of that, and then another thing came out, they tend to what? They tend to fight against or condemn against the new things, because God is not allowed to do any miracles except how God did it with us. And Jesus showed us a pattern. He healed in different areas, in different occasions, in different types, and ministered to everybody without following any rules. Except love. He's always motivated by love. Am I correct? And we just like a pendulum that we swing to the left, we swing to the right, and then our love got wax cold. So in the body of Christ, there's always a list of do's and don'ts and regulations that muffled the voice of the Holy Spirit. Well, it is now high time for you to realize that God expects of you what he expects from me. To do greater works than he did. To be a priest to the order of Melchizedek. If you take on the Levitical priesthood, you cannot confess and truly believe and profess that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Whatever is needed for a time. That's why some women are working. Why are they working? Because it calls for. Right? But whoever, if Jesus called you and then he qualified you, forget about everything else. Because if you obey Jesus, he will work with you with signs and wonders following. Because I had a few interviews and appointments with Jesus when he told me to go on a mission field and I'll be taking on the leadership position. And here I am. I've been fasting and praying ever since we started the first service at Freedom Fellowship Church to get out. And he will not listen to me. You understand what I'm saying? That is 2003. And I can't even say that I'm patient and said, no, you're not listening to me, Christina. I'm not going to talk about that. But every time I go and said, you're going to work with me, I don't have to study harder or to fast longer to prepare myself, to quote scriptures here and that. I just told Jesus and said, Holy Spirit, you guide me into all truth, and said, this is your idea. I did not apply for this position. You called me and you said, you're going to qualify me. I am going. I'm going to do whatever you say. I'll be motivated by love. I will love everybody, but I will love you first. And it is your problem. If signs and wonders will not follow me, then that will be the last of me. I'm not afraid to say it because nothing can separate me from your love. You're going to love me nonetheless. That's a revelation. That is a confidence. So everybody's telling me, how do you prepare? How can you prepare when the Holy Spirit moved? How can you prepare? You cannot memorize, this is what I'm going to do, when the word of knowledge, especially word of knowledge, will come. Very exact, very profound. You understand what I'm saying? So you prepare for that. How do you? Because of this knowledge being sent by God, and his name and his reputation is on the line, not yours. Forget about yours. Isn't that what the scripture said? I count myself of no reputation. But we're thinking about how do we look like? How can we attract people to give? How can we attract members? We are so concerned about all the trappings, all the physical things, instead of wanting to obey God and not offending the Holy Spirit. But this comes with your acknowledgement that you are not, we are not operating under Levitical priesthood. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And yet we brought all of these things. And it's like, oh, we have to praise. You have to praise God first to invite the Holy Spirit to move. And said, like, how boring do you think the Holy Spirit is? If I didn't see Jesus, oh, let's sing first before I heal. Remember, he was a man like you, flesh. Oh, let us get all the praisers. We got that from the law. Bring all the praisers. Oh, remember King Jehoshaphat called on the praisers. And I said, and we are missing the big picture. By Jehoshaphat calling on the praisers instead of calling the general, because he already heard from the Lord that the battle is not yours, it's mine. I said, like, oh, okay, then let's party. Right? Pre-victory party. It is a demonstration of faith. Hello? It's a demonstration of our confidence on who God is, that even there are times that we're unfaithful, he remains faithful. Hello? Because Jesus is followed by three different people. His disciples, because they want to be like him, right? The other priests, who are still under the Levitical priesthood, and they were a thorn on his side. They always question him. And then those who don't have any hope other than Jesus, they followed him. Or some were curious, like Zacchaeus. And said, I heard about this. So let me find out. And then Zacchaeus had a surprise visitor for lunch. Hey, I'm going to eat at your place and all of my disciples. And even when Jesus is being invited, there are these uninvited people that are not part of his team that are listening. And I said, like, oh, they're not washing his hands. They're dirty. They're not following the law. They're not following the law. And Jesus is so outrageous that he just didn't care what they say. And he always rebuked them, and they cannot find an answer or response. Because why? He is the truth. Are you getting this? So I want you to touch your physical body. As a priest of the Most High God, you stand up. I want you to bless your own body because you are a priest and your prayer will be heard by the Lord, okay? By God the Father, because we will invoke and we will going to present our identity in Christ Jesus. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bless your temple, my physical body, from the soles of my feet all the way to the top of my head. I declare the anointing of the Most High God is in me. I believe that no sickness and disease will be able to dwell or even survive this body. Thank you, Lord, because of that anointing, it will break every yoke that is upon my life and everything and everyone that belong to me. In the mighty name of Jesus, all for your glory, for my own benefit, and for the benefit of your people. I am a priest of the Most High God to the order of Melchizedek. I renounce the law. The law was my teacher, but I am not under the law. I'm under grace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you have done for me. Holy Spirit, I call on you. You are my teacher. You are my God. Teach me and reveal things to me for this time, for this season. I am taking my post and I'm giving notice to the principalities and powers in the heavenly place. You do not touch any member of my family in Jesus' name. As a priest of the Most High God, I prophesy and I declare that no weapons formed against me and my family shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I will not lose a single member of my family to Satan. And I call forth and I summon the angelic host to start implementing this decree. It cannot be reversed except by me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So I encourage all of you, let's take that confession to heart and repeat that confession if you have to. God intends for us to do greater things than Jesus. We just need to take a hold of this and to forsake the man-made doctrines that limit us. On this topic, if we look at the scriptures, Jesus, he went around healing people, performing miracles, but the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they didn't care about any of that. They were looking for ways to entrap him. He healed a woman on the Sabbath. She had been suffering all of her life, but to the priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they didn't care about that. All they cared is that you worked on the Sabbath, you broke the Sabbath, you healed on the Sabbath, you're not supposed to heal on the Sabbath. That's against our traditions. That's against our laws and precepts. You see, that's what's at the root of all this, is that if we cling so closely to our traditions, which come from the Levitical priesthood, it's that same mindset, we stifle the flow of the Holy Spirit. So let us not do that. Amen. So what do we need to do? We need to cling closely to God. We need to love on God. We need to meet his needs. We need to obey his commands. When he gives us an instruction, we need to obey it. And we need to be willing to go the extra mile to bring forth his will on this earth. And we're going to see miracles, signs, and wonders, body of Christ. So we're about out of time for today. I encourage all of you, if you want to hear this message again, it's going to be on our website this Monday evening at www.sogmi.org. You can also listen to any of our previous broadcasts there as well. Don't forget, the Passover celebration is this coming Friday. If you want to get registered, you need to do it immediately. Time is running out. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.